local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two, Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. Be listening this hour. We do have another pair of tickets to give away to KC and the Sunshine Band from the Sanger Theater on August 27th.
Look at you go.
Gracie, when do we have a specific time we're going to give those away, or are we just going to fly by the seat of our pants on that one?
Whatever you want to do, Joe. We can. All right. 5:40?
Let's do it at towards the end of the segment.
Okay.
We'll
towards the Sounds end of the segment.
So, yeah, be listening here. Pair of tickets to give away. So, super excited about that. And I think we've got more to give away this week with Andrew's show and then next week as well. So, plenty of more opportunities to win. Text line 850-437-1620. So be ready. Get your cell phones out safely, of course, and be ready to text in when you think you know the answer. So that's coming up. Starting with our top three stories today, we start with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who says he's only considering an impeachment inquiry into President Biden at this time and not impeachment.
I said impeachment inquiry. There is a big difference.
So, not sure what the big difference is, but McCarthy made the distinction while talking to reporters today, saying the inquiry gives Congress more power to obtain the documents they need to investigate the president. This is centered around the Republican-led investigations into the Biden family's business dealings.
Also, former President Trump's lawyers have been told to expect an indictment in the investigation into his efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. That's according to NBC News, which cited two sources. The outlet also reported that two of Trump's lawyers met with prosecutors in a special counsel Jack Smith's office.
And another story about the hot temperatures. July is on track to become the hottest month on record, according to new data from the Earth Observation Unit of the EU Space Program and the World Meteorological Organization. This comes after June broke the record for the hottest June ever. Yesterday, we had the story about the water temperatures around Florida being about 7 degrees warmer than they should be this time of year. So not great news there. Looking at some local headlines today, a Mississippi man arrested for allegedly robbing a Pace Bank back in 2019. 57-year-old Clifford Montague was booked into the Santa Rosa County Jail yesterday. Back in 2019, in March, he allegedly went into the United Bank and gave the teller a note that said, quote, "Put the money in the bag, no tricks, or I will shoot." Investigators say he made off with just over $8,100. 2 weeks later, in Memphis, Montague was arrested on unrelated charges. He reportedly told the FBI about the robbery while he was in jail, and prior to his arrest, he allegedly robbed two banks in Mississippi as well. The man reportedly shot by his father following an altercation yesterday, identified today as 33-year-old Robert Palmer, who's now in the Escambia County Jail on battery and elderly abuse charges. His father reportedly told investigators he shot his son because he had attacked him and was intoxicated. Palmer allegedly demanded money from his parents and slapped his mother in the head prior to attacking his father. When deputies arrived at the home on Peakview Drive, Palmer was laying face down with a gunshot wound to the upper left buttocks. Palmer was treated and released from a local hospital before being booked into the jail today. 5:15 right now, traffic and weather together.
We're looking good on our roads, I-10, I-110, not showing any delays. We do have slowdowns on 98. That's leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tigard Point. Expect some slowdowns in the eastbound direction, as well as leaving Navarre Beach, seeing some slowdowns. And, of course, westbound 98, leaving Windhaven Beach into Navarre, you'll see some delays. But other than that, we're looking pretty good. If you do see something else on the roads, always feel free to call into the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Partly cloudy skies for this afternoon. 92 in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 99. This traffic and weather report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They're celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, and you can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some more local news stories here, Escambia County Schools District is struggling to hire enough teachers for the new school year. 2 weeks before school starts, the district still needs to hire 340 teachers before the first day on August 10th. The district is also reporting higher kindergarten enrollment in at least a dozen schools. The district expects to bring in more money as they work on the budget, and they're proposing a 9.6% increase in taxes. A public hearing on that proposed tax increase is scheduled for next Tuesday at 5 o'clock at the J.E. Hall Center on East Tahar Drive. Impact fees back in the news in Santa Rosa County. So today, the Board of County Commissioners heard about the study that Duncan Associates did into impact studies. No action was taken, but new homebuyers in Santa Rosa County could see impact fees ranging from anywhere about $1,586 up to $2,254, according to those recommended amounts. They would be based on whether funds would be raised for roads only or parks and law enforcement included in that. Commissioners, again, took no action, but there was plenty of discussion.
I just think we need to put the brakes. It's the wrong time on any new taxes, fees, and things like that. And so I think we just need to leave things as they are and look for ways to lower things.
That's Commissioner James Calkins. While Commissioners Colton Wright and Kerry Smith said they were in favor of the fees, provided they were reasonable amounts, Wright said that the figures provided today would put Santa Rosa County fifth lowest in the state. Ultimately, again, the board taking no action, and they will likely discuss the issue further moving forward. 5:18 right now, we'll take a break, come back with a look at our state headlines. But first, today's trivia question. In order to get the pair of tickets to the KC and the Sunshine Band at the Sanger Theater on August 27th, the text line 850-437-1620. The question is, what NFL star did Taylor Swift stand up at a recent concert? That's the question. First person to get the answer right wins the tickets. 850-437-1620. We'll be back in just a moment on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you love church? Ephesians 5 tells us that Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. Acts 20:28 says that Christ purchased the church with his blood. 1 Timothy 3 tells us that the church is the pillar and ground of truth. So obviously, the New Testament places a huge priority on the church. If you're a Christian but not a member of a local Bible preaching church, I urge you to get involved as soon as possible. You possess unique spiritual gifts that can be used within the body of believers. Hebrews 10 tells Christians to not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. God wants us to worship him and provoke others to love and good works. Attend a Bible-believing church this Sunday.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Tomorrow at 10:30, join the Pensacola Humane Society on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Listen tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pregnancy can be an exciting time, but for many moms, it can mean feeling anxious, depressed, confused, or overwhelmed. Either during pregnancy or after having your baby, you may not quite feel like yourself. If you're experiencing these feelings, you are not alone, and mental health issues can be treated. Talk with your OB or connect with a mental health provider in your area by visiting flbhimpact.org. This message is supported by the Health Resources and Services Administration, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. For almost a decade, I've been telling you about my friends at Frontier Motors in Pensacola. The biggest reason is they help my listeners save thousands of dollars when purchasing a slightly used car over a brand new one. Consumer Reports says the average new car depreciates a whopping $9,200 in the first year alone. That's crazy. So if you're thinking new, don't. Go see Frontier Motors and see how much they can save you on a current year car with very low miles. And if your goal is to get out of debt, bring Frontier Motors your car and they can write you a check on the spot. Frontier Motors can also do consignments and they don't charge a fee or a commission. Frontier Motors have been helping the people in the Pensacola area for 21 years. They are the go-to dealer for free advice when it comes to buying or selling a car. Please go see my friends at Frontier Motors. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey sent you.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Gracie, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. This bumper music is KC and the Sunshine Band.
I kind of want to go.
Yeah, so this is August 27th at the Sanger Theater. Listener Natalie knew that the NFL star that got stood up by Taylor Swift at a recent concert was
Travis Kelce.
The Kansas City Chiefs tight end, and Natalie apparently knew that because either she's a Taylor Swift know-it-all or she's a Kansas City Chiefs fan. She says that she's a Chiefs fan, so yep. She knew that one right off the bat. So congratulations to Natalie. Two tickets to the KC and the Sunshine Band at the Sanger Theater August 27th, and be listening for more opportunities both on our show and Andrew in the morning for more chances to win there. Just shy of 525, Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, I-10 I-110 not showing any major delays. We do have an accident in Pensacola off 9th Avenue and Tippin Avenue, kind of at that weird triangle intersection. Not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it, but just keep that in mind if you're heading towards that intersection. We do have a small accident there. If you see anything else on the road slowing you down, give a call to the traffic line. 850-2626-111 is the number to call. Also, for weather, we have a nice weekend coming up, as well as coming up tomorrow, only 20% chance of rain. 92 and partly cloudy in Pensacola, 93 in Milton, and 91 in Gulf Breeze, with a heat index of 99. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Looking at some of our state headlines today, Florida has no plans to change its controversial Black History curriculum. That from Education Commissioner Manny Diaz Jr. telling school districts in a memo he sent yesterday. In that memo, Diaz writes, "We will be moving forward with implementing Florida's new history standards," adding the standards are supported by historical accounts of African Americans, including slaves and their immediate descendants.
Also, SpaceX is going to try to conduct a back-to-back launches coming up tonight from the Space Coast. The company will first attempt to send the 22 Starlink communication satellites into low Earth orbit at around 9:20 tonight, and less than an hour later, they'll attempt to launch its Falcon Heavy rocket. If successful, it'll carry the largest commercial communications satellite ever built.
GOP candidate Ron DeSantis says he'd consider naming Democratic candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead one of the nation's health agencies, such as the FDA or the CDC. DeSantis indicated that he generally aligns with Kennedy's skeptical views of COVID-19 policies and vaccines, and those views could make Kennedy his choice to lead a federal agency with medical jurisdiction.
A new federal legislation named after one of the victims in the Parkland school shooting massacre would increase safety measures on campus. So a group of lawmakers introduced the ELISA Act and the SOS Act while on Capitol Hill earlier today. So they would require a silent panic alarms to be across schools throughout the country to alert law enforcement on potential dangers, and it would increase the number of school resource officers on campus as well.
Also, finally, in state headlines, members of the Congressional School Safety and Security Caucus will tour the site of the Parkland School massacre before the building is torn down. Max Schachter is leading the tour on August 4th. His son, Alex, was one of the 17 victims.
We've been fighting for policy change at the highest levels over the last 5 years, and nothing that I've done will compare to having members of Congress walk through that building.
He hopes the experience will lead to increased school safety and legislative change. And, of course, as Gracie just mentioned, a couple of acts already proposed, the ELISA and SOS acts. National headlines, a convicted Michigan school shooter in court today for a hearing to determine if he will ever be eligible for parole. Ethan Crumbly pled guilty to all charges in the November 2021 shooting that killed 4 students and injured 7 others at Oxford High School. He was 15 at the time.
Authorities in North Carolina say that the 3 Marines who were found dead in a vehicle at a gas station died from carbon monoxide poisoning. The bodies were discovered over the weekend in Hampston, about an hour away from where the 3 military men had military training. And the Marines ranged from the ages of 19 to 23.
Lawmakers in Washington at odds over gender-affirming care for minors.
Medical professionals and schools increasingly see parents as, quote, transphobic bullies who must be prevented from standing in the way of the medical sexual transition of their own kids.
During a House Judiciary subcommittee, Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson said it's anything but affirming and caring, arguing adults are permanently altering the bodies of children who don't have the capacity to make those decisions on their own.
The White House is ruling out a pardon for Hunter Biden. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre simply replied no when asked if a pardon for the president's son was possible. This comes after Hunter's plea deal involving tax and gun charges fell apart on Wednesday of this week.
More sex workers are reporting they had encounters with New York murder suspect Rex Huerman. The Suffolk County Sheriff says they've vetting those reports, in addition telling a New York City TV station that the 59-year-old Huerman can now get recreation time alone, make phone calls, and also get mail.
And the Justice Department is launching a civil rights investigation into claims of the Memphis Police Department using excessive force against black residents. So the probe announced Thursday comes 7 months after the police beat to death Tyree Nichols, along Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark, who said it's not based on any one instance of misconduct.
5:30 right now. Fox News Update is coming up, followed by Your Money Now. That's brought to you by Alpha Star Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. Alpha Star Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority. After the news break, we have sports headlines, a scary day for the Cincinnati Bengals, and a historic one for the Angels, Shohei Ohtani.
Fox
News. I'm John Saucier. Former President Trump's lawyers getting together today with special counsel Jack Smith's team, which is looking into efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Fox has learned the federal grand jury did meet today, but no indictments expected to be handed down as of yet. Fox also learning tonight a third person has been charged in the documents case. He's identified as Mar-a-Lago's head of maintenance, Carlos Di Oliveira. President Biden welcoming in the Italian Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, to the White House. The president talking about the importance of supporting Ukraine.
The United States are also standing strong with Ukraine, and I compliment you on your very strong support in defending against Russian atrocities, and that's what they are. It's not just a war, but Russia's committing atrocities.
A fellow NATO member has gotten praise for support of the Ukrainian war effort. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. After today's market close, Ford Motor reported second quarter earnings and revenue that handily beat analysts' expectations. The vehicle maker also raised its full-year guidance, citing in part strong demand for its trucks. Ford shares, however, are down about 1% in after-hours trading. In the market's regular session, an early rally fizzled out and stocks finished firmly in the red, with the Dow Jones Industrials falling 237 points, snapping that index's 13-day streak of gains. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite lost 29 and 77 points, respectively. Chick-fil-A is testing out two new restaurant concepts, a four-lane drive-thru and a kitchen above, and a walk-up store for digital orders, as it becomes the latest chain to try to get customers to skip the dining room. The drive-thru is set to open in Atlanta next year. Customers can either order ahead via the Chick-fil-A app and then receive their meals at one of two lanes dedicated for mobile orders, or they can order as usual through a regular drive-thru lane. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. Alpha Star Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit alphastarwealth.com or call 850-437-3127. Alpha Star Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic?
Go to ProHealth.
Post-accident physical to access your PIP?
Go to ProHealth.
Drug test?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
Occupational testing?
Go to ProHealthFL.com.
Affordable lab work or primary care?
ProHealth has 7 locations.
An affordable medical weight loss program?
ProHealth is your answer.
Need a camp or a sports physical?
Only $40 at ProHealth.
ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment.
Just walk right in.
ProHealthFL.com.
Serving Pensacola for 35 years.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. NFL coaches are probably like the rest of us. They like some of their coworkers and dislike others. But usually coaches don't openly rip their brethren. Apparently Sean Payton doesn't care anymore. The new Broncos coach said Nathaniel Hackett was a disaster in Denver last season. This might be a small problem for the Broncos when they face the Jets, who have Hackett as their offensive coordinator. I'm Andrew Perloff.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Southern Recipe.
Pork rinds.
Southern Recipe pork rinds not only taste bolder than your traditional snack, they're also low-carb, high-protein packed and have 7 grams of collagen per serving. Southern Recipe pork rinds are as tasty out of the bag as they are in your favorite keto-friendly recipe. Find your rind in the snack aisle or at southernrecipe.com. That's southernrecipe.com.
Southern Recipe
pork rinds.
Available in the snack aisle at your local Tractor Supply Company today.
It's Wrangler season out there. Warmer days, cooler nights. Open roads, endless horizons. And you need to be ready in jeans made for the unpredictable. Wrangler, for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Reliable, dependable. Hope you're having a great Thursday afternoon, getting ready for an awesome weekend. Just one more day. We can make it. I'm going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before Joe gives us the rundown on sports. We do have an accident off of Brent Lane right near I-110 that is slowing things down. That's going to be kind of both directions in between I-110 and Palafox Street, showing some slowdowns in Pensacola. Throughout Milton and Pace, Highway 90 is looking good. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111. And for weather, we're going to get a quick update from Joseph Neubauer on WEAR.
Thursday into Friday keeps the temperatures warm overnight and temperatures hot into the daytime hours on Friday. Lows will be in the middle 70s when you wake up on Friday morning, back into the middle 90s for highs on Friday afternoon with feels like temperatures over 100 degrees. You might run into a small chance of rain on Friday too. Keep that in mind. This weekend also looks pretty hot as well, with slightly higher chances for rain during the afternoons. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
Thanks so much, Joseph. It's 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze with a heat index of 98. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, make sure you call the best of the bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, looking at the world of sports today, the scariest words that you can have in an NFL training camp is non-contact injury. That's what we had in Cincinnati today involving quarterback Joe Burrow, who was carted off after suffering a calf injury during today's practice. Though the good news, according to ESPN, it appears to just be a calf strain. So thankfully he's okay, and everybody in Cincinnati and probably around New Orleans and the LSU area, holding their collective breath, waiting for more good news there. Bronny James, the son of LeBron James, is now out of the hospital. He was discharged today following Monday's cardiac incident at USC practice. In a social media post today, LeBron thanked the countless people who have sent his family love and prayers. Major League Baseball, a very light day today. There's only 5 games on the schedule today. One of those has already taken place. The Angels and Tigers playing in a doubleheader today. And what a show from Shohei Ohtani.
Oh, he got another one. Get going. Ohtani has done it again. Santa Maria. Complete game shutout. Check. 2 homers in the nightcap. Check.
So, yeah, a complete game one-hit shutout from Shohei Ohtani in a 6-0 win in game one, and then 2 home runs in game two. The Angels leading in the 8th inning, 8-3. The Braves are off. The Marlins and Rays are off. We also have the Cubs and Cardinals playing. That starts at 6:45. Couple of games on ESPN Plus at 6:10. You've got the Nationals and Mets and the Guardians and White Sox starting at 7:10. Also, local note, UW football picked to finish second in the Gulf South Conference preseason coaches poll. That was announced today. For the second consecutive season, UWF earned a pair of first place votes from the league's head coaches. So definitely excited about another UWF football season and their new head football coach. 540 right now, 850-437-1620 is the text line. Looking at some health business and science notes, starting with Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, who says they're no longer forecasting a U.S. recession.
The staff now has a noticeable slowdown in growth starting later this year in the forecast. But given the resilience of the economy recently, they are no longer forecasting a recession.
So that after yesterday, the central bank raised interest rates by 0.25 percentage point yesterday.
Also, you can no longer use MasterCard to buy cannabis products. The company is telling financial institutions that no longer allowing marijuana purchases on its debit cards. MasterCard's spokesperson said on Wednesday that the federal government considers cannabis sales illegal, so their purchases are not allowed on our systems.
A new study suggests including olive oil in your diet may help aid against dementia. Research presented this week in Boston at the annual meeting of the American Society for Nutrition shows olive oil could reduce risk of dying from dementia by 28%.
Also, Twitter's new official handle is now at X. The at Twitter account is now inactive. The original owner of the at X account now has a new handle, an at X followed by a bunch of numbers, says that it was offered merchandise in a tour of the offices in San Francisco for his original username being taken over. He posted, "All is well that ends well." Joe and I agree that we'd need a little bit
more. I'm thinking at least a six-figure offer just to start.
Yeah, for sure. And, like, how often do you have something that Twitter and Elon Musk wants that you can
Now, I don't know what the legality is on here. And, you know, if, I'm sure he doesn't have the money to fight Twitter in court. But I wonder if Elon or, you know, whoever said, "Hey, look, here's the deal. You can either, we're going to get the at X either way. You can either take a free T-shirt and we'll show you a tour, let you shake Elon's hand, or you can not accept that, and then we'll just deactivate your account and reactivate it and take it over."
Yeah.
So maybe that's what happened. I hope not. But yeah, I would need a large figure donation to my bank account for me to give up that handle if Twitter was coming after it. United Airlines will begin to add Braille markings to the interior of its planes. Officials say the Braille additions come during a major expansion of making the airline more customer-friendly. United Airlines says it will be the first U.S. airline to add the writing system to its planes.
Wow, I'm kind of surprised by that.
Me too. I'm surprised that it's the first, and yes, it's 2023.
Yes. Bud Light maker Anheuser-Busch is laying off hundreds after the recent fallout of a boycott against the partnership with Dylan Mulvaney. It impacts nearly 2% of its workforce in the U.S. A spokesperson for the company told The Hill that it's an attempt to simplify and reduce layers by changing its corporate structure.
Looking at some pop culture notes now. So this was the answer to the trivia question earlier today. Kansas City Chiefs star Travis Kelce, with a pretty funny recap of him going to the Taylor Swift concert at Arrowhead Stadium, tried to get an audience with Taylor Swift and was shot down, says he took it a little personal. Here he is telling his brother Jason about it on their New Heights podcast.
"Well, I was disappointed that she doesn't talk before or after her shows because she has to save her voice for the 44 songs that she sings. So I was a little butthurt I didn't get to hand her one of the bracelets I made for her."
"You made her a bracelet?"
"Yeah. If you're up on Taylor Swift concerts, there are friendship bracelets, and I received a bunch of them being there, but I wanted to give Taylor Swift one with my number on it. Not right now."
"Your number's in 87 or your phone number?"
"You know which one."
So can you explain the whole thing about the friendship bracelets more? Is this just a bunch of Taylor Swift fans bringing a bunch of bracelets and then just handing them out to people that are sitting around them?
Yeah, so the way it works is, like, before the concert, kind of like some prep, you make friendship bracelets and they say stuff on them. But if you know that a famous person's going to be there, like at the New York one, like, you kind of knew that certain famous people were going to be there. So you make them and then you try to give them to them and you trade. And so you'll go there with 10 bracelets and then you'll leave with 10 other ones that people trade with you.
Interesting.
So it's like, people on TikTok just are talking about it. Yeah, so he made one, and I guess
had the phone number on it.
With the phone number on it,
and
so
he took that one back home. I don't think he was giving that one out to anybody else at the stadium that night.
No, I don't think so either. But I do think, I bet she does talk to people before the show, but she just didn't want to. That's what I would think.
Oh, really? Maybe. I'm sure she knew who Travis Kelce was.
Yeah, for
so,
sure.
So maybe she had just decided in the past, like, he's a good football player, but not my type. Yeah. I wonder if when she was in Cincinnati, of course, Joe Burrow is dating somebody, but I wonder if Joe Burrow would have said, "Hey, Taylor, I'd like to meet you beforehand. I've got a friendship bracelet with my phone number on it." I wonder if she would have taken him up on that. So pretty interesting stuff there. 545, let's get an update on the roads and weather.
I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point looking good, but we do have some slowdowns leaving Windhaven Beach and into Navarre. See anything else on the roads? Always feel free to call the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. And just a heads up, those slowdowns on Brent Lane in between Palafox and I-110 did clear up. So we're looking good there. For weather, we're going to have an awesome weekend ahead with really some slight chances of rain for Friday and Saturday, as well as Sunday. Coming up tonight, only 10% of chance for rain, and it's 79 is our low. Right now, a few clouds, 91 in Pensacola, 91 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze, but heat index is at 97. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together. So Drake recently started a new camera feature on his crowd that's during his It's All a Blur tour. So the augmented reality filter powered by Snapchat technology he's using now on his tour. So the AR lens makes it look like people are crying even when they aren't.
Yeah, I've seen that.
So Drake is using this new filter when he performs his hit Laugh Now, Cry Later on the stage's screen showing the crying lens on the audience members. And the pictures are pretty funny. I don't know if you've seen them, Joe.
I haven't seen them. I've seen the filter. Mm-hmm. I've had fun with that filter with,
yeah,
you know, kids at church or just, you know. So, yeah, it's a funny one.
So that, I guess, is one of Snapchat's most popular filters.
Yeah.
And he's had, like, relationships with Snapchat before. So now if, like, you take a video at the concert, you add it to a certain story, and then it shows up on the screen. But everyone's face is like that crying, like, filter. Like, all their faces look like that. So the picture is funny because it's like five or six people and they like have like kind
yeah,
of an
yeah.
ugly face.
Well,
on.
Good on Drake for embracing the fan interaction and enhancing the experience, unlike some artists that we have discussed in
Lippert.
The last week or two. So good on him there.
Yeah.
Looking at some wacky and weird headlines here. So I stumbled across this one, and I am guilty of this. Gracie, we'll see if you are too. So if you want your friends to be excited about your vacation, maybe don't post any photos from it. 53% of people say their friend vacation shots just make them jealous and annoyed. 61% say the most annoying thing you can do is post daily status updates. Mm. And here are the top 10 annoying photos you can take. So number one is thirst trap photos. Anything where you're trying too hard to be sexy. I am not guilty of that one now. However, in about a year from now, after I've lost about 3 or 4 pounds, yes, I will be guilty of that. Vacation countdowns, like posting a photo of Cancun with the caption, arriving in 18 days, blah, blah, blah. Nobody cares. Don't want to see that. Throwback posts, photos from previous vacations. When I check my Facebook memories and like 2 weekends ago, I was in New York. I did do a 1 year anniversary of that. So mm-hmm. I apologize to my Facebook friends. They didn't care. Culturally insensitive posts, such as a goofy photo in front of a famous cathedral or something. I don't think I've done that. Definitely haven't done this one, anything that involves yoga. Nope. The pulling you along photo, where two people are holding hands and one of them, usually the girlfriend, is leading the way.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't done that one. The legs by the pull photo, one that inspired the hot dog legs meme. I have not taken a legs by the pull photo. That being said, for a guy, I would say that my legs are better looking than the average 36-year-old male legs would be. But I have not taken the leg in the pool photo. Airport check-in pics, like a shot of your luggage. Tons of pictures of the same landmark from different angles. And selfies of landmarks where you're standing in the way blocking them. So those are the 10 most annoying vacation photos that you can post. Gracie, any of those stand out that you are guilty of?
I am guilty. I feel like when I do something fun, I'm like, oh, look at me doing something fun.
Yeah.
I'm also guilty of getting jealous.
Yeah.
A little bit of a funny story is I'm not as bad as my mother. My aunt and uncle took our grandparents on a trip with them to the British Virgin Islands like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And so, yeah, I was like really fun. I was like so excited for my grandparents to go. They had a great trip. And my grandpa is sending these cute photos of them on the vacation in the family group chat. So I'm talking to my mom on the phone. I'm like, oh, Papap looks so cute. Like,
uh-huh.
He has coconuts with whatever. And she's like, I just can't respond. And I'm just like so fuming that they're there. And I'm like, okay, mom.
Get over it. Yeah.
Just be happy for Papap and Nanny.
That's right.
So it could be worse. So, but yeah, no, definitely. I don't know. I definitely get upset. Not upset, but if I'm at work and someone's in Rome, I'm like, oh.
If there is one on here that I would have sworn that you have done or are guilty of doing multiple times, it's the leg by the pool photo.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So you do that? Okay.
Yeah.
So I had that one pinned. All right, 5:50. We'll take our final break this hour. We've got more wacky stuff and some good news to wrap up hour number two. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked about Matt Gaetz's testimony of having observed a picture of what he could not identify as a human object. You can catch that on the podcast page in the 7 o'clock hour podcast. Also, we talked with Wes Moreno about the OLF 8 plans. He's the county administrator. And do cops ever catch people because the criminals run right into them? Well, Mike Wood had a story about that. You can find that and everything else on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs at the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. 5:55 on this Thursday afternoon. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather. We're looking pretty good. I-10, I-110 not showing delays, as well as 3-mile bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. But if you do see something, always feel free to call the traffic line. That number is 850-262-6111. and for weather. We have a really nice day coming tomorrow. We are going to have a slight chance of some rain, but that's mostly going to be in the afternoon. High tomorrow at 92. Low for tonight, 79. It's a few clouds with 91 in Pensacola, 92 in Milton, and 90 in Gulf Breeze. Heat index at 97. I'm Gracie on News Radio, 92.3, with your traffic and weather together.
All right, so looking at some more wacky and weird headlines. This gimmick would not work for Jimmy John's or Jersey Mike's because your name would still be somewhat normal, but Subway is giving one lucky fan free sandwiches for life, they say, if they commit to legally changing their first name to Subway. If it's something you're willing to do, you can sign up at subwaynamechange.com starting August 1st. Of course, it's not really unlimited subs, but it's quite a lot. The winner will get $50,000 worth of Subway gift cards and a $750 stipend to cover the cost of changing your name.
Yeah, I wonder if anyone's going to do this. I think a texter said it perfectly. Subway is the McDonald's of subs.
Like, yeah.
It's good. It ain't great. So I don't know if I would do that for $50,000 cash.
$50,000 cash. I'll think about it really Subway. Hard. I mean, if somebody said change your name to Subway and I'll give you $50,000, I will take it because I can just legally change it back after I get the $50,000. Unless there's the stipulation that hey, you have to keep your legal name. But I mean, I don't have to call myself. Like I don't have to say hey, I'm Subway. It's just like my legal name is Subway, but I can still go by Joe.
Yeah.
So if somebody walked in here right now with a briefcase for $50,000, and if you're listening and you want to do, feel free to do this and call me out on it, I would legally change my name to Subway for $50,000 cash. Yes, I would.
Okay. Well, good to know. Well, I don't think I could do it. Subway Gracie.
Nobody's going to call you Subway. Oh, it's a piece of paper. And it's on every voter registration.
Your ID.
You got to change your ID. I don't know. Yeah, I'd probably still do it. $50,000. I mean, that's
like a new car, like a nice new car.
Well, yeah. I mean, whatever. Or, you know, just set it in the stock market for the next 20, 30 years and just let it grow.
Yeah.
Just for a name change.
He's doing it. Well, this 29-year-old from Salt Lake City didn't just have a hangover after day drinking last weekend. He also has a criminal record because of it. He broke into a Ferrari dealership when he started day drinking. He got into the showroom by smashing a big glass window with a rock, and he found a $600,000 Ferrari was unlocked. He found the keys and decided to steal it. Apparently, he drove through the big glass wall and hit four other Ferraris on his way out. Cops found him nearby walking after he abandoned the car. Ooh.
Good news today. An artist in Toronto was riding his bike this month when his sketchbook fell out of his basket and he didn't realize it. It had a decade's worth of art in it, so he was completely devastated. He put up flyers everywhere. Nobody turned it in, but then someone posted about it on a neighborhood Facebook page, and the guy who found it got in touch. He refused to accept any reward and told him, "My reward is your happiness." So very good story there in Toronto. A neighbor helping out neighbor. You love to see that. 5:59 is the time now. We've got Channel 3 News at 6 coming up. We'll follow that with another hour of everything happening in your world today, traffic and weather, and sending you off into a Friday. We love talking Friday and one day closer to the weekend. We'll see you in about 12 minutes on Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.